Newcastle. A world-first trial has successfully led to the birth of 8 healthy babies using an innovative in vitro fertilization, IVF, technique involving DNA from 3 people. The breakthrough offers new hope for families affected by debilitating mitochondrial diseases, which currently have no cure. Researchers from Newcastle University in the UK and Monash University in Australia published the promising trial results in several papers featured in the New England Journal of Medicine. Mitochondrial diseases, which affect roughly 1 in every 5,000 births, cause severe symptoms such as vision loss, muscle wasting, and other life-threatening complications. The technique, approved by UK regulators in 2015, combines genetic material from 3 sources: the mother's egg, the father's sperm, and a small amount of healthy mitochondrial DNA from a donor's egg. This method has been controversially dubbed three-parent babies, although only about 0.1% of the child's DNA originates from the donor mitochondria. At Newcastle Fertility Centre in northeast England, 22 women underwent the treatment. From these, 8 babies, 4 boys and 4 girls were born, now aged from under 6 months to over 2 years. In 6 of the children, the levels of mutated mitochondrial DNA were reduced by 95 to 100%, and in the remaining 2, reduced by 77 to 88%, well below the threshold that causes disease. All 8 children are currently healthy, with researchers continuing to monitor their long-term health and development. Despite its success, the technique remains controversial and is not authorized in many countries, including the United States and France. Critics raise ethical concerns, such as the destruction of human embryos and fears of genetically engineering designer babies. Nevertheless, advocates argue the procedure offers life-changing benefits for families grappling with these devastating genetic conditions.